As Hitler's and his Nazis march across Europe, we enter in into a waltz with destiny. Coming up next, right here on The Right Stuff. Stay tuned.
You are listening to the best, the only place to be on Tuesday night. That's right, you're listening to The Right Stuff, and you're at the right place at the right time. From England to Canada, from Detroit to the Coconuts, we are showcasing Christian authors worldwide, giving you tips, tools, techniques, and resources for you, the writer, to hone and perfect your craft. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, right here on WPJC 104.5. And your host, Parker J. Cole.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J. Guess what? I want to, first of all, thank you so much for all of you who have been praying for my twin sister, Lynette Roman. As you know, she was raced to ICU this past weekend, and I've been asking for your prayers, and I covet your prayers. So thank you so much for your prayers. She is in stable condition, and she is on the mend that we're still praying with the doctors and everything else. So I want to thank you so much for your overflow of love as you pray for my twin sister. I want to thank you so much for that. It really, really, truly means a lot to me. So thank you so much for your prayers for my twin sister. And with your prayers and the Lord's healing power, she will gain healing and she will prevail. And we will talk about how we got over. So thank you so much for praying for my twin sister, Lynette Roman. And please continue to keep her in your prayers. As always, I want to thank you for your support of my newest release, Wanted Fire Chief. My next release comes out this month, so I can't wait to get your thoughts about that. You'll hear more about that closer to the time I'm going to release it. And I want to tell you to make sure that you go to the Southern California Christian Writers Conference. So simply go to SoCalCWC.com. If there's any conference you want to go to, this is the conference to do it at. There is so many things for new and seasoned authors to do at this conference. So make sure you register today by going to SoCalCWC.com. As always, I want you to pray for my good friend Elizabeth Chalker. As you know, she is fighting mold and toxins, and so she needs money to help with that fight. So go to my page on GoFundMe and consider giving a gift, whether $5 or $50 or however much the Lord is leading you to give. Make sure you give to her and help her find a home safe from toxins. If you want to weigh in today, you certainly can by calling in at 646-668-8485 and then press that 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag right stuff, with your questions and comments. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on The Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
If you are an author looking to gain visibility for your books, then authorshout.com is the place to go. We have a wide variety of affordable products and services to include a member zone that will help you get the word out about your books. Our team here at authorshout.com specializes in creating stunning digital products to include book banners, teaser videos, book trailers, book covers, and a whole lot more. So what are you waiting for? Stop by authorshout.com today and let our team connect you with a world of new readers.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com. exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the Queen of Tuesday Night, Parker J, and her guests, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. What is so good about doing this show is that I have the opportunity to reintroduce authors who are continuing to grow in their career. And today's author is no stranger to The Right Stuff. We're talking to Catherine Ulrich Brakefield. She is the author of the Destiny series, and I've had her on the show for every single book, and I'm so excited about that. And the reason why is because I always tell every single author that I am not interested in casual flings. I want a long-term relationship with you, your writing career. And what this show does is let you know that those of us who are called to write, we're going to write until the Lord calls us home and gives us whatever ideas he gives us, we're going to share with the world because we are being obedient to the gift that God gave us. And this is no different, Catherine Brakefield and her newest release in the book, the Destiny series book called Waltz with Destiny. I think I may have tripped over my words in the beginning of the broadcast, but as Hitler and his Nazis march across Europe, we are taken to the splendors of Detroit. And any book that talks about Detroit, oh, you know I'm going to love it because I am Detroit born and bred. And so without further ado, I want to introduce my guest co-host and contributor today, Kathy Ulrich Brakefield. Kathy, how are you doing today?
I'm just doing great being on your show here. I want to thank you again, Parker, for having me again. I mean, at least we're not getting tired of each other.
I know, right?
Right. We've become pretty good friends.
Never get tired. Oh, yeah, and I'm so excited to watch as your career and your series continues to grow because you really are into the historical fiction and letting us, you know, experience love through the historical lens. And this family, every woman in this family, God help them, okay? They've
yes.
been through so much with these men that they love, and that love is always being tested by external events and things of that nature, and then the Lord comes through in so many subtle and so many overt ways and brings that couple through. And it's no different with Waltz with Destiny. What's really interesting about Waltz with Destiny is that it's taking place during World War II. And right now, for those out there listening, readers are loving World War II fiction. They love it. They are eating it up, as I read in the article recently, eating it up. So those of you who like World War II fiction, Waltz with Destiny is the book for you. So make sure you go ahead and get a copy of that today, available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So, Kathy, go ahead and reintroduce yourself to our listeners because some people may not have heard of you, and I want them to know all about you.
Oh, okay, great. Catherine Ulrich Brakefield. I've been married for about 45 years, and Edward and I have lived in Addison Township, Michigan for over 50 years. I have two children, four grandchildren, two dogs, four cats, four horses, and six chickens.
Got a menagerie.
So I tell you how busy I stay. And before I was a writer, I did historical romance. I did freelance writing for the LA View newspapers, Tri-City Times, Romeo Observer, and a lot of magazines. I was a staff reporter for Michigan Traveler magazine for a while there. I've also done short stories in Brazil and Guideposts, Bethany House, and Cross River. So, you know, it's been pretty – I love writing, you know, and I liked happy endings. I even did two history books for Arcadia, but I decided that my niche was definitely romance, such historical romance, and especially – when my grandmother lived with me, she gave me some beautiful stories and ideas that have flourished, you know, for now, what, 3 years, right? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we have in common is that we thank our grandmothers, both each in their separate ways, for honing in our writing career. For me, my grandmother taught me how to read and to write, and yours, as you took care of her, just gave you so many ideas and stories, and that way we get to honor both of them in our own special way. That's why it's such a good thing to be this thing called a writer. And so in Waltz with Destiny, this is the third book of this exciting.
No, the fourth book.
The fourth book. Yeah. Wilted Dandelions is the first. Yeah, I'm sorry. My apologies. Is it Wilted? Yeah, it's Wilted Dandelions.
Wilted was a standalone. That was about ministers that traveled out west. That was, and then we had Swept Into Destiny, which is about the Irish immigrant, Ben McConnell, who started the legacy. And then Destiny's Whirlwind was with the Spanish American War. Destiny of Heart, you remember, that was during the Great Depression. And then we have Waltz with Destiny.
Yes, thank you so much. I knew, you know, for some reason, Wilted Down Lines is in my head for some reason. It's like I can't get it out of my head for some reason. So that's why
it's okay.
We have this exciting conclusion of this quad, the Destiny series, and we've literally been traveling down the generations with this family. And so what's really exciting about writing a series with a family is that you know these characters, you know the family history. And as readers who have been following the family, what has been some of their feedback as they get to this exciting conclusion of the Destiny series?
I think the most important thing to understand, there's just one silver thread through the four book series I've done, which is the Shuzan legacy. And we don't really know, because Ben McConnell died suddenly when Kalena took up the reins to take care of her family and of the estate, what exactly that legacy is. And we won't find out until this last book and the last chapter.
And so he's going to just keep us hanging on our tiptoes.
You're
going
to you're going to keep hanging on, wondering what I was. And she's so afraid that she's not going to live up to it. And her namesakes, who all through the series, these ladies have been really surviving through some pretty harsh, harrowing ordeals, and their faith in God has brought them through, you know, to a satisfying conclusion, you know. And then
with this
book, it's going to be a different twist from the most World War II that you've read before. In fact, when it's time, I'll read you the preface, and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Sure.
I figured I'd read that because nobody reads that, so that way I'll get you guys started early.
Well, go ahead and read a preface.
Okay. When the men and women of World War II marched off to war, they didn't know what lay ahead. They only knew that upon their young and inexperienced shoulders rested the plight of the free world. From the corridors of the Great Depression, new heroes of the Old West sprang up, thundering across the talking movie screen to the pounding hoofbeats of the Sons of the Pioneers, Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, and Gabby Hayes. The offsprings of the Great Depression, who had peddled papers and sold apples on street corners, awakened to a new era. Across the nation, they gaily glided into the eloquent ballrooms that mirrored the starlight and splendors of the Aztecs. The American dream awakened our youth to education, jobs, and prosperity. But across the ocean, Hitler was awakening his youth to the idea of a master race. So it was that during the twilight of August 1941, a changing wind began to blow against America's shorelines. Before the autumn moon could chill the summer breezes, many knew the stench of death. As the lash of Hitler's third reign fell upon Europe, the world looked to America, looked to our happy and fun-loving boys, and shook their heads. They compared to their noble fathers of World War I, these boys were like lions to kittens. These kids couldn't deliver the world from Hitler's new world order. Not these playboys in their baggy zoot suits. Not these mama boys still wet behind the ears. They were no match for Japan's kamikaze or Hitler's Nazi. They were too innocent, too young, and too inexperienced for the task. As far as Japan was concerned, America had produced a carefree generation that couldn't rescue themselves from a windstorm, let alone the world from the dictatorship. Guys like Eric Earhart remember those days vividly. The outside world all thought Americans were too soft and not much more than playboys, and we wouldn't be able to fight. Man, did we show them. See, the reason
I like that.
You liked it? The reason that was my father's last comment in the last paragraph, he had left me, just like my grandmother did, a legacy, especially upon his death, of a folder's full of data, you know, about the war, the wolf gangs, and all these things that we had that most people never even knew about. And he told me when he started, no one thought Americans could win. In fact, more research, I found that it was right. The first year, we were vulnerable. We were people that believed in the Judeo-Christian principles. These kids didn't want to kill their fellow man. They were fed on the Ten Commandments. They were fed on the Word of God. They didn't want to do it. That's when the government incorporated to have playwrights come in and write songs, and then had the big name brand people like Dinah Shore sing them. One of them was Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. And things turned around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while, though. Our men weren't like, they weren't bred. They weren't taught. They never were taught to kill their fellow man like this, like the Japanese and Hitler was. It was amazing, you know, and God was with us all the way through it. So this is a different type of book. It's a beautiful love story, but it's got a lot of truth in it that, you know, I think the generations, this generation doesn't know about, you know. I mean, back then, that's what that generation knew. They didn't know if they were going to be able to do it, but it was all on their shoulders, and they had to do it, you know. So that was something
I guess
that,
after a while, there's nothing wrong with wanting peace and not wanting to hurt anyone, but after a while, there are others who just do not share the same vision. And one of the threats that Hitler's regime had was he was going to eradicate not just Europe, he was going to eradicate everyone. He was trying to make this, you know, like a dictator of the world. And after a while, you can't just talk it out. I mean, after a while, you got to put your mouth where you got to put your guns where your mouth is, because someone's going to roughshod you. And mind you, no one is here, I mean, both me and Kathy would believe, no one's advocating for war per se, but at the time, what else happens when there's no other recourse? And I think that's what they were faced with here. Because one of the interesting things about World War II that people may not know is that the actual things started to happen earlier than when the war first started. They were happening in 1937 and 1938. They were happening then, and they were happening in places like China because the Japanese had invaded China, and they had killed over 200,000 Chinese. And I saw a documentary about that. It just made my heart break. And then there are literally 4 to 11, if I get my numbers right, of these Christian missionaries and Europeans who are keeping away the hordes of Japanese armies against the Chinese from eradication. There's one lady, her name escapes me right now, but she protected as many of those Chinese girls she possibly could, and that was in 1938. So it wasn't 1940 or 41 when the war started. It was earlier than that. And so for those of you who really want to dig down to the history of World War II, there are so many facets to this great conflict of our time. And then a lot of people from that generation, they call them the greatest generation, which is kind of funny because, as you just said, no one thought the American soldiers could do that.
It was a God thing. But you'll see what I do in my book, and I'll show this as we go along. In fact, Eric's father says the same thing that you're saying. He says, we didn't finish the battle there, and now you boys have to go over and finish the war we didn't finish. But see, at the time, they thought they finished it all. And I know in one of my dad's letters that I found later, he put down, we're not going to come back. Some people are done, but we're not coming back until we know for sure it's done here. We're not coming back here again. You know, that's just the way it was. These guys were ready to give their life to finishing up and not bringing the battle back again to home. So
one of the interesting things you say is that you did there's a lot of historical research involved, and you mentioned how your father gave you that information, which is so cool, Kathy. That's just so cool that you have these letters that your father left from this time period. What's it like to incorporate your father's sensitivities, your father's thoughts and everything with this book? I mean, because honestly, you're almost – I would say you're incorporating his DNA into this book, which makes this book so richer, because you're not just using historical research. You have firsthand accounts. You have firsthand thoughts and everything about this conflict. Tell us about that.
Well, it makes it more alive. You know, it really. At first, I had to disengage because I can't. My dad is my dad. I had to make my dad Eric, but not, you know, him, because I wanted to bring out more, incorporate more. In fact, it's a God thing. It's such a God thing, Parker, because, you know, I went with my father to his regiment thing. It was the 34th regiment thing that they were going to have, and they're going to have a dedication of a brick for the African Italy invasion. So he stood up for that. I got a picture of that. And the crazy thing is I got more books on World War II, and I got one pamphlet that was about all the people that fought. You know, they put some more stories in there, which really helped motivate it more. And the crazy thing is that going there incorporated Swept Into Destiny and incorporated the Shuzen legacy in a way, because at Gettysburg, you know, after we saw the documentary, we saw all the videos and the bus thing, we had free time, so I went up, and wouldn't you know, I found a Celtic cross. And I thought, it was just, you know, of course, that was the Civil War. I thought it was got to be the Irish that came over to fight for the Union. It was the Irish immigrants. I never heard of this before. And it was dedicated to them, and the Wolf House, Wolfhound below it, showed the dedication to their new country. You know, they were the first ones up there for the battle, you know, and it just showed again the strength, and it was to Jesus. It wasn't to a person, it was the cross. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
It didn't have a person there or men fighting on a horseback. It was a Celtic cross. The same thing that my dad fought. He kept, in fact, some prayers. He kept the Bible. They all received the Bible from Eisenhower, and they kept that small little Bible. Mm-hmm. And it had all kinds of prayers and songs in it. They also had some prayers in his wallet, which he kept. After he died, we saw it. Jesus help me, and he has a soldier's prayer. And that's in this book. You see, and then his emblem, the 135th Company, 34th Division was Red Bull. But the 135th was to the last man. And you're going to find out how that's incorporated in my book. You know, it's just unique. The more you dig, the more the Lord gives you, you know. And the fact that we are definitely based on our Christian principles all throughout. In fact, I'll tell you what else the Lord did for me. I was in Canada, and I went to a flea market. You know me. I got to find a good deal. And I came across this picture, and it was something that just spoke to my heart. It was a gold cross resting on, you know. And the picture of a valley, the sunrise peak beneath sooty clouds, and below were the bombed and charred remains of trees and churches, and only the church walls remained, and a gold cross rested on its steeple. And in the middle of the portrait was Jesus dressed in a flowing white robe. His arms were outstretched, and his face was so concerned, but it was haloed, and it illuminated the glow of the sunrise. And at Jesus' feet knelt an American soldier. His head was bowed, his hands clasped tightly in prayer. I mean, it was just, you know. And then it was Ralph Coleman's print titled Onward Christian Soldiers, Soldiers, when I took off the it was just completely, the frame was messed up and everything, but I kept it and I reframed it and everything. But it just, that painting remained in my imagination throughout the creation of the Destiny Saga, you know. It just proved what I always believed, that the Americans' principles were all in God, you know. And then, two, I don't know if people know that in God We Trust, One Nation Under God became in the Pledge of Allegiance, and Eisenhower signed it back in law in June 14th, 1954. See, and it started like that. You know, people don't understand how strong they felt. They felt the hand of God all the way through all these wars and everything. They just didn't think they were going to get through it, you know. It was just amazing. And I write in my acknowledgments that the Destiny Saga is more than a sweeping romance or the unvoiced history of the United States. It's a testimony of our loving Savior's arms guiding humankind toward a goal that was bigger than any person imagined, larger than the Gatlins, McConnells, Earharts, or for that matter, our country dreamt possible in the early 1800s. Its story is about my family, your family, and every immigrant who came to our shores seeking not to change an American dream, but to embrace its values, morals, and God. Yes, it's that triune God, because Congress introduced a bill to add the phrase under God to the Pledge of Allegiance, and Eisenhower signed it into law on June 14, 1954, Flag Day. And as a Reverend George Dosserty said, to omit the words under God in the Pledge of Allegiance is to omit the definitive factor in the American way of life. And that's the truth, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting as you give us the facts here, how so much of the lore is in our underbelly. It's in our DNA. And with that, and everyone's going to bring up a lot of the negativity, but I love focusing on the positivity, because sometimes by focusing on the positive, you can actually move forward from the negative. And I'll be the first to say that. And I really appreciate how much historical information you wove into this story. And like I said, it's so cool that your father gave you those letters that you can use in your books. And that's what the whole Destiny series is about, is destiny, and then how this this legacy just travels throughout the generations for a family. And I think leaving a legacy is so vital to every family on the planet, to leave a legacy for our children, for our children's children. I think that's really important. And so when we come back, we're going to continue talking with Kathy Brakefield about her book, Waltz with Destiny. And you can tell there's a lot of historical information about World War II and about the little known facts you may not have known. That's why you want to pick up your copy of Waltz with Destiny today on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. More with Parker and her guest on the Right Stuff Radio Show. We'll be right back.
Are you a reader looking for more compelling Christian fiction? Maybe something a little more edgy or a bit more real? Are you tired of most Christian fiction shying away from the truth and settling for a rose-tinted view of the world and its issues? Or are you an author who has a compelling story to tell, but you're afraid it doesn't jive with today's brand of Christian or secular fiction? Are you tired of Christian publishers telling you that your content is too edgy? Or maybe you've tried submitting your content under the radar to secular publishers, only to be told your themes are a bit too religious? We invite you to take a look at the Crossover Alliance. We are an online publishing company that specializes in edgy Christian speculative fiction. Speculative fiction with Christian themes and real-world content. Our company is formed from authors and readers just like you who are breaking into the mainstream and Christian markets with this compelling genre. Head over to the www.thecrossoveralliance.com for all the details on who we are, what we do, and what we accept. Right now, if you sign up for our email newsletter, you'll receive a free digital copy of our first short story anthology. Check us out today and help us spread the word about the Crossover Alliance, where light shines brighter in the darkness.
We're back, and you're hanging out with the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J., and her guest, right here on The Right Stuff.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. We are talking to my girl, Catherine Alwick of Brakefield, and her newest book in the Destiny series called Waltz with Destiny. This is the exciting conclusion of the Destiny series, which is available on Amazon.com. I want to thank Crossover Media for publishing this wonderful series. Again, if you want to get your teeth into this wonderful series, start with book one, Swept into Destiny, which begins the whole saga, and it ends with Waltz with Destiny. And Kathy, once again, thank you so much for being here and allowing me to showcase your whole series on Right Stuff Radio. It's been so much fun just exploring your imagination, the history behind these historical romances. One thing I want people to know before we get into your book is that you are going to be doing a couple of book signings in a few weeks. So go ahead and tell us where you're going to be.
Okay, great. I will be signing my books on D-Day, June 6th. From 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Addison Township Public Library. Now, that's located at 1400 Rochester Road in Leonard, Michigan. Desserts and beverages will be provided, and I'll do a short presentation of the photos and the things that my dad's left behind as a rifleman in the 34th Red Bull Division. Then on June 8th, I'll be at the Faith Christian Stores, located at 4463 Miller Road in Flint. At 3 p.m., this is a destination location and a wonderful place to visit, browse, and buy. That was June 8th, and that's located right in Flint off of Miller Road. Then June 12th, for those people who might live in the Lapeer area, I'll be at the Marguerite D'Angelo Branch Library in the Lapeer, located on 921 West Nesaping Street in Lapeer, from 6 to 8 p.m. And there will be a 40-minute presentation. They'll include pictures, again, of my dad's war years as a rifleman in the 34th Red Bull Infantry Division, traveling up the boot of Italy during World War II. June 23rd, from 12 to 3, I'll be at Lake Point Community Church, and that's at 1550 on West Drainer Road in Oxford, Michigan. I will have a table set up outdoors by the lake. Listen, if you guys want to hear a great outdoor service, it begins at 10 o'clock. Bring your family along and drink up God's word and some fun in the sun. It's going to be a fun-filled day that day. So, again, that will be from noon to 3 at Lake Point Community Church, and that's at 1550 West Drainer Road. Then if you're an avid Facebook fan, come to my Celebration Christian Sweet and Clean book launch on June 26th. Again, that Celebration Christian Sweet and Clean book launch on June 26th right on Facebook. You might be one of the lucky people to get one of my giveaways. So that's what I've got going for this month.
And it's going to, like, it'd be busy. And I was thinking, like, wow, they're about an hour away from me. All your locations are about an hour away from me. So, I mean, have me show up and then say hello to you.
Hey, that would be super.
Wouldn't that be fun? Like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Oxford. That'd be so much fun. I'll see which one I can go to. We'll talk offline so I can come see you. It'd be so much fun to see you. It's always, we've been talking now for, what, 2 years now with your books and everything?
No, it's been more like 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
We haven't seen each other
time
yet.
Time just goes by so quickly. So I would love to come see you on one of those days. I'll let you know. And what I want to do, because we don't have a lot of time left, because Kathy does have another engagement to go to today, but I want to get behind Waltz with Destiny. So go ahead and tell our listeners what they're going to get when they read Waltz with Destiny. We know it's going to have information about World War II, but what's the love story between Esther and Eric?
Well, okay. First of all, in a lot of you people who have read Destiny of Heart have already been slightly introduced to Eric and Esther. They never met when they were younger in Detroit, because they then, as you remember, in Destiny of Heart, Ruby and Colleena moved back to Kentucky, you know, to start growing their own plants and stuff like that. Things were getting a little, even though after Roosevelt got in, things were still pretty strong with the gangsters and stuff in Detroit. So they now return with Waltz with Destiny, and Ruby Mayer brings her daughter Esther back to Detroit. And as Hitler war with Europe comes closer to America, that was in August of 1941, you know, they see it, there's a lot of newsreels out and everything else showing how devastating the war is. And Esther knows as it's going to be hard. She already figured that out. She's praying that she can get through this and that she will have the stamina, whatever the Lord wants her to do, you know, with getting through the war and what he wants her to bring and bring people to the Lord. Anyways, now she goes to a dance. Esther has two left feet, literally. She's a wildflower wherever she goes. She don't want to go. Her mother tells her, when you find the right man, you'll follow him. Don't worry about that. So Esther says, no way. So anyway, she goes to this big band, to this big beautiful ballroom. It's just simply gorgeous. So she meets Eric Earhart, and Eric Earhart is a ladies' man. He knows how to dance, and his girls love him. So they meet her, and Esther doesn't know what to expect from him. But you have to read the book now.
Yeah,
because they get together there.
Well, that's the thing about Playboys. Playboys is that they've existed throughout time. Prior since Adam and on down, they've existed throughout time. And what's so intriguing about Playboys in general is that they know how to get a woman's attention. They know how to get their attention. They know what to say. They know how to say it, how to look. And they're very charismatic. Playboys are generally charismatic. It doesn't matter what era you're in, there's always been that guy who's been the Playboy. I mean, no matter what they do, women just either drool or they just like, oh, he's so whatever the slang term would be for a playboy. And you know what? They also have their watch of destiny. When they meet that woman, they just can't live without. And I like that play of the playboy. So Eric, when he meets Esther, what are some of his initial thoughts? Don't give anything away, but what are some of his initial thoughts when he meets Esther?
Well, he's kind of wowed out. He was quite attracted by her beauty and everything, and he knew this wasn't going to be an easy woman to woo. Let's put it that way. But he was out to see how much he could do, you know, what he could do, you know, to get her to like him. Which you're going to find out, she's not an easy person to win over. Right away, she knew him, knew what he was, and she wasn't going to take a chance on him. Here's what one person wrote. I do have one that just came out. She says, Waltz with Destiny, the fourth book in Catherine Orridge Breakfield's Destiny series, grabbed me by the heart and wouldn't let go. Every word captured my attention as a relationship between Esther Muir and playboy Eric Earhart unfolded on the brink of World War II. In addition to their rocky romance, the suspenseful and well-crafted twists and turns and vivid war scenes left me reading nonstop while biting my nails. Catherine's lovely prose, sense of humor, and historical accuracy deliver an unmistakable wow factor. I highly recommend this book to anyone who enjoys romance and or history. And that was by Deb Gardner Eller. So I just have to say to you that if you want the perfect book for readers who enjoy a heart-stopping romance, a page-turning suspense, a love-enduring inspirational, and a historically accurate novel, get Waltz with Destiny. You won't be disappointed.
Well, you know, you do have wonderful words, Miss Gills, and I've told you that before when I read Swept Into Destiny. You know, you do have wonderful words, Miss Gills. And I always say, I can't wait till I grow up so I can be like you. You know, I always say that when I meet someone who knows how, because you just, it was so vivid. Your words and your prose are so vivid that you're actually there. You can feel the wind. You can feel their hearts, and you can feel the tension and the drama and everything. You're just so good at putting us there. You know, so I can definitely attest to your wordsmith skills for sure, Kathy. So it's always a joy to make sure our listeners get an opportunity to know what the fuss is all about. You're not an award-winning author for nothing. You know, so
thank
that's
you.
What's so exciting.
Oh, hey, listen, I'll read
there.
You this one part, and that's on the way. You've got to get the book. You won't be disappointed. So they just meet, okay? And Eric says to her, I like meeting a girl on the up and up. His warm hand cupped her elbow, guiding her toward the balcony. So, you're not just new to the vanity. You're new to our big city ways. Guess it's up to me to educate you. A wrought iron railing separated the onlookers from the dancers below. The vanity is one of three ballrooms in Detroit. Each one shows its beauty differently. He closed a gap between them, like a beautiful gal. His breath tickled her ear. Resisting the urge to step back, she craned her neck up. Does that line work on most uneducated women?
There's a lot. I love it. Something's never changed.
Believe me, you'll get a good laugh, and you'll get some good romance.
I love it. Playboys need the girl to make it hard. That's how you know they need it to make it hard for them to fall in love. I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, Kathy, I know we're in close end of having you with on the show today, but I want people to have an opportunity to follow you online. So go ahead and share with us your online media outlets.
Okay. If you go to my webpage, that you can probably get almost anywhere you need to see me on. It's Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Ulrich, U, like umbrella, L-R-I-C-H, B like boy, R-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D.com. And then my author Facebook page is facebook.com, Catherine Ulrich Breakfield. Yeah, and that's, you can get a hold of me no matter what. I even have an email where you can email me on my webpage. And on my webpage, you're going to see all the list of where I'm going to be. This is just for June. I'll have some more for July. But I wanted to, I had to get all my book signings done in the first 2 weeks because you might have to hay toward the last 2 weeks. So we have horses, people. I hate to say it, but the way it looks with the weather right now, I don't know when we'll be hanging. So, oh well.
Yeah. We know how Michigan is.
Good old Michigan weather,
so.
But you got to love it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You know, Kathy, thank you so much for being with us on the show today. I would have loved to have you a little bit longer today, but I know you got things to do today. But thank you so much for being with us on the show, for sharing Waltz with Destiny. In fact, the whole Destiny series with us on Right Stuff Radio for the last 3 to 4 years now. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. You're such a great talk host. You make things so much easier when you're doing them, I'm telling you. We can't do without you.
Oh, thank you, Kathy. I'm so excited.
Oh,
thank
Parker,
you
you're true.
You
we got to pray for you that you keep your voice and you keep doing this.
No, that's one thing the Lord gave me. It's a gift for gab. I can probably, as one pastor said, talk the horns off a billy goat. That's what one pastor said. And,
oh, good.
I'll never forget that.
Well, we need more people like you. You know,
thank
Christ-filled
you so
and willing to share.
Thank you so much, Kathy, and thank you so much. And we'll talk to you soon, okay, Kathy?
All right. Thank you, and God bless. Bye.
And we were talking today to Kathy Ulrich-Brakefield. She is the author of the Destiny series. And today we were highlighting Waltz with Destiny, which is the last book of the Destiny series. You want to start with the first one? Start with Swept with Destiny. Now go to her website, KatherineUlrichBrakefield.com. She is going to be in the area for the month of June. She's going to be in Oxford, Lapeer, Flint, and she lives in Addison. She's going to be at Oxford, Flint, Lapeer, and one more place. I cannot remember right offhand, but just go to her website. All her book signings are there. And then join her on the 26th of June for her book launch. Make sure you go for there as well. Catherine loves to give you great historical romantic fiction. So start with Swept into Destiny and follow the saga of this wonderful family. One thing I want to encourage you as a writer is that, you know, if you've got the gift to write, if God has given you that ability, if he's given you a family member that has given you stories to share and memories to share, perhaps honoring them by taking those memories and turning it into a story like Kathy did with her father, maybe that's what you need to do. If God's giving you that story that's in your heart, go ahead, pick up the pen, and write stuff. Thank you so much for joining for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of The Right Stuff. Follow Parker online at ParkerJCole.com. To hear this show and other shows, visit the show archive at therightstuffradio.wordpress.com. We'll be back same time next week, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.